Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And we're going to talk about the children. Which children? Oh, the children of now. The now children who are showing up in strange ways. Do you know any kids who are different? And how different? How would you describe them? Well, there's a lot of work being done now about the children of now and how unique they are and special they are and how much we do need to know about them in order to manage the planet and our future, to utilize the opportunities that these children bring to us and not harm them because they're so different. And to help us do that is the author of the book, The Children of Now. That's her earlier book. And now she has a book called The Children of Now Evolution, How We Can Support the Fast-Forward Evolution of Our Children and All of Humanity. And let's talk to the author, Meg Blackburn Losey. Meg, welcome.
Thanks, Peter. It's great to be back.
Yeah, I'm so glad that we could talk about this. It's so important because these children are the future. And we know that we don't want the future to be the children of our generations because we haven't done such a good job.
You know, I think every generation feels that way, but this is a pinnacle point, and we've got a lot of things going on. This is a big subject, much bigger than I thought when I wrote the first book. You know, when I wrote the first book, I thought it was a cool little niche of kids that were just amazingly different and gifted, and, you know, I could go on for hours about them, but as I started talking about them and got around the world and realized, A, this is a global event, and B, there is a whole lot more involved than just a bunch of little cool kids. This is a generation that we're talking about. We're talking about all kids today, and it's a big subject because of the things that are affecting them.
Right. And many children are special children, and some are extremely unique. I had a guest on my show some years back, Mary Rodwell, who you probably know, and she collects the names and tries to support exceptional children who are so different that it's very likely that they're mistreated.
They are, you know, and it's by social ignorance, not intention. And the reason I say that is these kids, they're not like us. They're born with their intuitive abilities intact. They're highly intelligent, highly energetically sensitive, and what I call sentient. They don't just learn with their minds and their five senses. They absorb information with their entire being. And then their brains work different than ours. Their brains are compartmentalized the way they work. And so as they absorb all of this information around them all day long, that information is filed in little pockets in the brain until it all makes a full picture. Sometimes that's really fast, sometimes that takes a while. But then they get so much overload, they have to get up and move around and shake it off. A lot of that's energetic because they feel everything. And then, of course, they're called attention deficit is hyperactive. They're diagnosed with other problems, and it's not true. What is true is we're working on an archaic system socially, educationally, everything. We're still trying to, you know, make them be what our parents told us we should be, and it screwed us up.
Right.
But now we're dealing with the most intelligent and the most sensitive generation we've ever had. They are exceptional, but they're not broken. They're just differently abled.
And likely they need to be for the type of lives that we're going to be living in the future. Life is unfolding in strange ways. And one thing that I like to always remember is the way that the Mayan calendar, not the Aztec calendar, but the Mayan calendar, has recognized historical epochs. They run in 360-year terms, and yet, approximately anyway, and it goes back about 5,100 years, and each epoch goes from day to an epoch of night to an epoch of day to an epoch of night. and day and night. And the epochs of 360 years of day, historically, have always been when the empires have been built. And there's very strong male hierarchy, a lot of left-brain thought. And then those epochs, as they end, crumble. And then we live in 360 years of what's called night, which is much more Eastern, internal. And then we go back into day again. So we've just finished 360 years of day. And it makes sense. Empires were built, a lot of left brain, male hierarchy. And now we're going into a time of night. And this empire that has been established is crumbling. And how do we live in the night? What do we do with this night? There's a lot of divine feminine in it, a lot of yin energy, but it's so much right brain.
Right. To me, we think of day and night as such opposite animals. And really, to me, the night is about our inner self.
Exactly.
It's about learning to know who we are intimately, to become undefended so that we're available to the greater aspects of ourselves.
And this is what the children are about.
Exactly.
And that's why they're that's why they're our future. The children are our future, and that's the point. And you know, we're in the now right now. Thinking, how are we going to work with what we know? But what we know are structures that aren't working. And so much of it is based on protecting ourselves. There's so much fear consciousness out there, so much propaganda. It's hard to tell the truth about anything.
It really is. But then if you also notice, we're seeing a lot of truth coming out.
That's the point, because that's the crumbling of the lies.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing things come out, and the public is not putting up with untruth anymore. And if people say or do something, man, that's it. It's all over the internet. Lost their job, whatever. Public figures, things happening. There are so many more secrets that need to come out. But I'm seeing trends that truth is coming out, and that tells me that the rest of us are doing a phenomenal job.
It's happening. And yet we have no idea what's going to happen because of this unique opportunity that we're in of children being born who have new abilities, new consciousness, new ways of seeing the world, and new ways of exchanging information, exchanging energy, of sensing energy. And they're still children. So in 10, 20, 30 years from now, these are going to be powerful beings who will be leading the world in ways that we need. And yet we can't project forward because we can't see how uniquely different the world will be in 10, 20, and 30 years from now.
We have the potential. We have two particular groups of these kids. Kids have varying degrees of abilities and different types of abilities. And we've got two very large groups of kids that really create a perfect yin and yang. We've got the crystalline kids who are very socially oriented. They're all about the heart. They have been known to say many, many times that they've come here now to remind us how to love each other and ourselves because we've forgotten how. They will, at about age 10 or 11, notice some social injustice or unfairness, and they will stand up and they will fight it or change it. For just a small, for instance, one boy I knew noticed that children in his lunchroom didn't all have the same lunch, and some didn't have any lunch at all. And he started a food drive through his school to bring in enough food to feed all the kids. And this is very typical of the crystallines. They act on social change, I'll call it. And they're very, very much about equanimity. They're just a force. They're very well at managing things. They're brilliant. And then we've got the star kids who are also very gifted in their intuitive nature. And both sets of these kids are really natural healers. They touch someone and they feel better. You get around them and you feel better. And the star kids are more technologically oriented. They're all about the earth. They're also very interested in the animals. And often when they apply their little healing work when they're little, they'll gravitate towards the animals. So you put these two groups together, one that's all about social equanimity and fairness, and another group that's all about the planet and technology and ways to to live cleaner. And what a world we can have.
That's
if
wonderful.
We can just turn them loose and let them do their thing. The problem is, we're abusing them right now as they're small. And not meaning to, it's just out of ignorance. People like us know what they can do, and we know what's going on. But the general public doesn't have a clue. And so we need to really create awareness that these kids need a different kind of support. For one instance, our school systems are based on a 100-year-old curriculum. Well, what was the world like 100 years ago, and how could kids today possibly fit in that structure? There's just so many things that are affecting them. What's in the vaccines that they're being given, the carriers such as mercury, some aerosol, aluminum, other things like that, some of those are conductive materials. You take a small, little tiny child with a high-frequency energy field, which medicine, by the way, does not acknowledge or even have awareness about, and you put that into the child's body, and that expands. And that expands the energy, the consciousness that's in their little high-frequency bodies, outward from the body. So depending on the direction and the degree of how they're affected is why we're seeing such a wide spectrum of autism. Consciousness animates us. It fills every cell in our body. And when we put something in the body that expands it, expands our consciousness, our subtle energy, our electromagnetic energy, it leaves problems. The consciousness cannot fully be present because it's been pushed away. We've got things like genetically modified organisms, meaning GMO foods, that have been slid right into our marketplace over the years without much fanfare. And we didn't know, and we still don't know exactly what we're eating because they're not labeled. There are a lot of aspects to this situation that are causing issues in our children. With the GMOs, my God, we're having record numbers of severe allergies in children, asthma in children. We're seeing, for instance, there's a breakdown in gluten called gliadin, and when that happens in our body, gliadin is a part of that. And when it breaks down in our bodies, it plugs into our thyroid receptors, our cell receptors. It's like a round peg in a square hole. It's the wrong information. But the thyroid thinks it's fine, so it keeps doing what it does, and then it becomes low functioning. We're seeing autoimmune issues. We're seeing just a plethora of issues, body swelling, inflammation. People joke about people in our country being overweight or obese. The truth is many people, including our children, are just very swollen from what they're eating. I could go on and on. Autoimmune systems are being compromised. We're seeing a lot of that. There are many directions in our society today that we are, without realizing it, damaging not only the kids but ourselves, but mostly the kids, because they're even much, much more highly sensitive than we have ever been.
Right, and this is
on
the
physical level.
This is the problem in the present, and yet these are the children who are creating our future, and we are disturbing them. And at the same time, they will help lead us to resolving this too, because there'll be antidotes for so much of this.
Yeah,
and there are all kinds of new healing modalities out there now that have to do with light and energy, working with the scalar wave consciousness that pervades all of us and has all the information that we need and can restore the information to be correct.
I feel like we all have a piece of the puzzle and we need to work together, because right, that's when we get the ahas and the oh my gods, you know?
Right. And so there is so much opportunity, scientific opportunity, to restore this planet, to restore consciousness, and to restore our health. And that will happen.
Yeah.
We just don't know how long it's going to take and how bad it can get until then. So it's sad.
The Children of New Evolution isn't just a new book. It's a wake-up call.
Right.
And it's about discernment and diligence. And not just about our kids, but ourselves. You know, if the greater we can be aware of ourselves as adults, the less offended, the more truthful with ourselves, the happier, healthier we can be inside as adults. the greater example we will set for these kids. And a lot of those kids are outshining a lot of adults right now. And it's just because, you know, we didn't have that peace when we first got here. And so it's really about self-awareness and then bringing that truthfulness, that authenticity into the world so that our children learn from that example rather than ones of dysfunction.
Right. At this point, they're still learning and adapting to life here. But at some point, they'll be confident enough to say, we're taking over now.
Yes, that's pretty much how it's going to be. But we have to be really careful on one particular, well, on everything I've said so far, but one particular aspect that I'm seeing that scares the heck out of me, honestly, Peter, is that our technology is quickly outgrowing our psychology. And the children are not getting what we did, which was interpersonal relations, the value of another human being. There's so much doing behind technology, whether it's texting or social networking or emailing. There's so many things out there, video games that are so real that, you know, they're pretty gruesome, and the hero jumps up after he dies and he keeps on going. And kids play enough of that stuff and other things that are available to them.
Right.
And they lose the depth of difference between what living really means and what dying really is. They don't have a good concept of that.
There's an aberration about all this that...
And we're starting to see that socially. Yes. We're seeing kids that are going out and just blowing away groups of people.
Right.
Where, you know, we see children that are committing suicide because they couldn't handle the abuse from other children. And that's one piece that really scares me.
And it's a time
police
of...
Police officers.
But it's a time
in New York.
Yeah, it's a time of change right now. And that's what's happening, is that we're seeing what doesn't work so clearly.
Exactly.
And that will help us know how to change things for the future.
Exactly. And how do we do that? One person at a time.
Yes.
If we be who we are, we have nothing to sell, you know? We have nothing to sell. If we be who we are and live as an example of what is possible, that's contagious.
Right. Connecting through love and respect for each other.
Yes. And that kind of embodiment is contagious. People's fields respond to that, even if they don't understand what they're feeling. They'll come up to me and say, I don't know what it is, I just need to be near you. And I said, well, let me be a mirror to you. You're seeing your perfection.
Oh, good.
So it does help, and it does make a difference. It's really just about being authentic in who we are, but sometimes we have to learn that first.
You're also a guide for people who have, let's call it supernatural. It's really natural, but most of us think of it, supernatural powers, to be not only an intuitive, but to really be a multidimensional being. People can speak with you telepathically. Children have reached out to you telepathically, and you've gotten to know them and communicate directly with children through your higher abilities.
They actually contacted me. I thought I was losing my mind. I'm pretty darn gifted myself.
Right.
No ego there, just the truth.
True.
And it's my normal. And I started hearing the kids, and first of all, they were giggly and total kid-like, and they were saying these profound things in my head. And finally I said, you know, if you're real, start showing up. Because I need a reality check. Whatever I do in the world, I validate every way I can, because I only want to exhibit the truth, mine or yours, whatever. And so over the next months, they actually physically started showing up, and that particular group was not able to physically speak. But each one of them showed up, and their parents knew they were talking to me somehow, or that they could talk to people. Some of the parents could hear them, some of them couldn't. And it was quite an exciting shock, I'll say, to see that this was real. And I got very close to several of the families, and the children would talk to me day and night. One of them would keep me up all night showing me how she wasn't disabled at all, that she could dance out of body and dance the best ballet you ever saw. And I had another one that kept changing my reality until I finally had to put boundaries up. I said, look, politeness goes across all realities, not just your earth one. And so you have to let me do what I'm doing. And we have to agree that if I have time to play, I'll play. But if I'm busy, you can't come in and take, because he could literally take over my reality and show up in various other dimensions with various other collections of friends. It was quite entertaining, but it was really obnoxious because I was there in New York with my good friend Barry Goldstein recording a CD for the kids, and I got to this one place, and I was kind of using boxes as an analogy, like presents, and teaching them how to find all their good parts. And I said, your imagination box can never be full, because your imagination box is unlimited. You have no restrictions on imagination. Well, right about then, my entire reality changed. And I'm looking down, and I'm seeing a golden box with bullfrogs jumping out of it in hordes, croaking and croaking. And I'm in the recording booth. And all I could do was laugh. And I knew who it was, because he was always pulling stunts like that. And I got out of the recording booth, and I telepathed to him, and I said, okay, that's it. We're setting boundaries. You have just crossed the line. And, you know, he didn't talk to me for like 2 or 3 months after that.
Wow.
Typical little kid, right? He pouted.
Well, this is a big part of the future.
They have very human attributes, just right. Like we do.
Right.
I know they can do anything.
Yes.
I know that. And we're not talking about a few children. We're talking about all of our kids.
Well, it's also been predicted by the founder of the Human Design System that after the year 2027, our consciousness will change in ways that will be more like this.
That's correct.
Yes.
Absolutely true. And in 2018, I don't know what the event's going to be, but I have information that we're going to be having a harmonic attunement of all of the pyramids across the planet. And, of course, they're all placed at powerful ley line points. I don't know what will have to happen to cause that. That's going to lead up to the change you just talked about, because that's going to be about the time these children take over the world.
Yes. Good.
Yeah, and I do mean take over, because they're going to change. They're going to make sure that people have what they need, and they're going to make sure that we have equanimity, and they're going to make sure that people are treated fairly. And I feel like they're going to do a lot to stop a lot of the fighting that we're constantly seeing in the world. A lot of people fight out of desperation because they know nothing else.
And fear.
And
if fear can shift in all of us.
Yes.
Then we won't know why we're fighting.
That's exactly it. When the children get up there, and it's global. It's not just cute little blonde kids with blue eyes. These children are across our whole world. I've met them and talked to them, I mean, everywhere. I'm excited because it really shows that we have a potential for an amazing, amazing shift in how humanity turns out and keeps going in really good ways.
And that's what's exciting. We can't imagine how it'll shift, because we couldn't even imagine these kinds of children being born today.
It's true. It's very true. And this has been going on, you know. It started with us. We are the bridge generation. We're the ones that stepped into our intuitive nature, our higher being, as I like to call it. And we walk that. We live that. We are that. And enough of us did that we changed the common consciousness to pave the way for the children we're talking about to be born with all of these abilities already intact, innate, and natural for them. It's their normal. And then we work real hard to talk them out of it. So getting to know what's going on, and, you know, and it's not about religion or spirituality. It's about who we really are, what we've always been. Mm-hmm. And that's not a belief system. That's a beingness.
It's life.
And
this is what life is truly about.
Sometimes.
Right. We're learning that life is truly multidimensional, and that we have to respect the internal as well as the external.
It's all the same.
Yes. And yet the last epoch we've been through has been all about the external.
Yes, exactly. And that's why I was saying earlier that the night is not necessarily about darkness, but about our inner world. And, you know, we're seeing a lot of people are kind of losing their stuff right now, and or going through massive life changes. That's part of that inner world stuff. And the more aware we can get, the greater our outcome will be. And to do that, it takes one simple thing, and that's self-honesty. And if you start practicing that, you'll realize how many times a day you BS yourself. It's laughable. I mean, it was for me when I first started doing that. I did that on purpose, you know, like my world had fallen apart, and I wanted to understand myself better, and I thought, okay, I'm going to tell myself the truth about everything. And well, about every 5 minutes or less, you know, I was making something okay, because I wanted everybody to feel good, and I started realizing how many times I told myself that somebody really didn't mean something, or that I had to something, or whatever the case was. And then I let go of all of it, and I said, how do I feel about this, and what's true for me right now? And that's how I got to where I was able to communicate with people without concern for conflict, because there doesn't need to be any. How I got to where I could just tell the truth in a way with my heart and with a smile and be heard without threatening someone.
Right.
You can learn how to be more direct. You guys in New York, you know how to be direct really well.
Wow.
But I'm talking about inner heart stuff. I'm talking about telling the truth as the truth and not needing to embellish it or tuck it away. That makes a big difference in what we're showing our kids.
Right, and that's the point, is that we need to be good role models and good guides to these special children and all the children, to help them not have to recover from us too much.
Yeah, I've actually said that before, Peter. You know, we had, many of us, these beautiful abilities that we were afraid of, or people told us weren't true. And we had to guiltily find our way, many of us, guiltily find our way to ourselves. And there's a lot of really messed up adults trying to still please the role models they had when they were children, and it's the internal children that never got what they needed. Well, why don't we give these children what they need now, so we can skip that terrible part and get on to what's important?
All the more reason for people to read not only this book, The Children of Now, Evolution, but your other books that you know, first of all, The Children of Now, the original book, and then Parenting the Children of Now is another book that you have. So there are a lot of ways that people can utilize the information that you have. How can people find you?
Thanks, Peter. My main website is spiritlight.com. That's spiritlite.com. And it's a big site, and there's a lot of free stuff on there. And you can sign up for my newsletters, and everything's free, and I don't share anything. And I have another website called Touching the Light, LIGHT.org, and that's about my Touching the Light healing modality. I'm getting ready to start the end of March this year, and it's a year-long certification course. I also do trips to sacred places and immerse my groups in the culture and traditions and ceremonies of very real places and people, and I have several coming up. Scotland in July, Peru in October, and I'm also putting on a conference in Hawaii in March of 2016.
Well,
so
that's wonderful.
What's going on?
Okay.
Exciting things.
So Meg Blackburn Losey, thank you so much for sharing with us and being a guest on Energy Stew.
Anytime, Peter, and thanks to all of you who have been listening. I appreciate you.
And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, heartriver.org, or 212-222-7748. Lots going on. I'd like to hear from you, and thank you so much for listening.